Magga's just satanic. But I think the Earth is flat. The Earth is 6,000 years old. Evolution's a big lie. Big Bang, no evidence. And there's plenty of evidence for God.
Interesting. So, why is it that all the distant galaxies we look at are redshifted?
You can't trust NASA.
Say that again.
You cannot trust NASA.
Actually, I can, but there are independent space agencies all around the world that observe distant galaxies. So,
right, okay, name one.
I don't know any off the top of my head, but I know that other countries have their own space agencies. They build telescopes, they send them into space.
Yeah, I agree. Like, look at India and China. They've got space agencies.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but...
And they agree.
You have to realize that the elites conspire together to conform the minds of the masses to believe in this sphere, which has no evidence.
There's only evidence that there is a globe. I just don't... This is really ridiculous. So, why did they see a 24-hour sun in Antarctica?
That video, I've seen that video. Personally, I can't explain that.
Okay, is it consistent with a globe?
That would be consistent with a globe, yes.
Okay, so we have evidence of a globe. Why does the sun set?
It gets further away.
That wouldn't make it set.
Due to perspective, it would, yes. The human eye cannot see forever.
It literally wouldn't.
It would.
So how far away does the sun get? So the sun goes below the apparent horizon.
Not below, but...
No, it does. Have you ever seen a sunset?
Yeah, but,
the sun does not change in size and instead disappears as a disk below the horizon.
Right, okay, yes. But
is that consistent with a globe?
No, because the sun does get smaller.
It very marginally does
get smaller.
Maybe by a couple of pixels when you look at it, when you analyze the footage. But that's a total contradiction of what you said. The account you're trying to sell us is it gets so far away that it disappears from view. When things do that, their angular size changes to the point where we can't make them out anymore. The sun does not do that. It never has done that. It simply, as a disk, disappears below the horizon. So if the Earth were a globe, then that is exactly what the sun would do, right?
Right.
Okay, so we have evidence of the globe, and here's a sunset, right? This is not what something that gets farther away from you and disappears from your line of sight does. This is what something that's being obstructed by an actual physical structure does. And that physical structure is the shape of the Earth itself. So I have two evidences of a globe so far. Why do the stars in the southern hemisphere rotate around a fixed point that is opposite in direction as what you observe in the northern hemisphere?
I've seen an animation which explains the apparent rotation that which flips on the southern hemisphere. Have you seen that?
No.
So the stars in the southern hemisphere still rotate around Polaris.
It's just
they don't.
No. You're talking about the reflection? It's not a reflection. They're completely different constellations.
Are they?
Yes. Like, you can look up constellation maps, and they're completely different constellations in the southern hemisphere. That is exactly what would happen if the Earth is a globe, because as it spins, this doesn't even prove that the Earth, like, you could be a geocentrist still, but it absolutely is evidence of a spherical Earth, because if you're in the northern hemisphere, whether the sky is rotating or the Earth is rotating, when you look up, you're going the direction of that apparent rotation is going to be different in the northern versus southern hemisphere, and there's going to be a pole that they rotate around. Why can't you see the North Star in the southern hemisphere?
Apparently you can, but they just renamed it.
That's the thing. So apparently they renamed it.
You cannot see the northern star the North Star in the southern hemisphere, because the Big Dipper constellation isn't visible in the southern hemisphere.
Valid point.
Right. Okay. Well, man, I have so many evidences that the Earth is a globe. As a matter of fact, I haven't talked about evolution for a while. Let's talk about that. Why do you not think that why do you not think evolution is true?
Okay, well, if we're going to talk about evolution, let's go back to the very start of evolution. So for you, where does evolution start?
On Earth.
No. Okay, yes, of course. But what is the initial point, the first stage of evolution?
What does that mean? What was the first living organism?
Yes.
I don't know, some sort of unicellular prokaryote, most likely.
Right. Is there any evidence for that?
Yeah, we share genes with them.
No, have we ever seen this soup of living organism?
Nobody's ever seen Jesus, but you believe in that, probably.
People have seen Jesus.
You've seen Jesus?
No, not me, but people back then have.
Name it, yeah, and back then there was a living organism. Okay, there we go.
But there's no evidence that living organism, no one has observed that living organism.
Nobody's observed Jesus.
They have. Pontius Pilate killed him. The Jews killed him.
No, he didn't.
People observed.
Well, Pontius Pilate killed him, yeah. I don't know why I said no. But no, that was in the past. Name one person that's ever seen Jesus that's still alive.
no one's alive.
Okay.
But no one's alive that I've seen that soup.
Okay. Right. So, but that's not the test that you use to determine whether or not something happened. There's evidence that evolution occurred. Huge amounts of evidence. What you don't know doesn't disprove evolution.
I'm not saying that, no. But what I'm
yes,
saying
you
is,
are. So far that is what you're doing, actually.
No, where are the missing links?
They aren't missing. How many missing links would satisfy you?
One.
Okay.
One that is non-fraudulent and has been verified.
Yeah, well, we have literally thousands of them. Missing link for humans?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So before I show you the evidence, what would a missing link look like? Predict it. In the spirit of the scientific method, predict what the missing link would look like.
Well, assuming off the method, it would be somewhere between an ape and a human.
Well, human is an ape, but it would be somewhere between a more basal ape and a more modern and a human. So we have the biggest brains, right? And our faces are very flat instead of these sticky out faces that the other great apes have in the smaller brain cases. Well, wait, what the fuck?
You should black.
Yeah, I know. It's not supposed to look like that. Oh, there we go. I didn't even do anything. So there we go. We have the missing links.
Come on, talk me through that then.
What's that?
Talk me through it. Explain it.
I just did. You would expect...
Go show me the picture and talk me through the links.
I don't know what talk you through the links means, but I already explained this. So these are modern Homo sapiens down here. I think both of these are. This one... No, that's not a modern Homo sapiens, but these are Homo sapiens right here. We have the biggest brains and we have very small jaws and flat faces. If we compare ourselves to the phenotypically closest animals to us today, that would be the chimpanzee. And so they have much more prognathous faces and they have much smaller brain cases. So we should see a transition of humans from a more basal form going into a more modern form. And that's exactly what we have here. So the face is getting more prognathous. You can see the forehead is basically slowly disappearing. The brow ridge is becoming more pronounced. So we have the missing link. In fact, we have found thousands of specimens
of these. A variety of apes and human bones.
Humans are apes, so you would expect to see very particular kinds of varieties or whatever it is you said of this type of ape. The human missing link is extremely specific, and we have found all kinds of them. Like, for example, Lucy was very clearly upright walking. No living modern primate is upright walking. There are specific anatomical features in the skeleton, certain bone grooves and ridges and features that you find specifically in the pelvis region and in the femur. And then there's extremely specific anatomy in the feet, the angle of the knee joint, the angle of the hip. We see this in Australopithecus. We see this in Homo naledi, for example. And I pick those examples because while they have more modern bottom halves, their top halves are quite primitive, with the extremely narrow rib cage toward the top, curvature in the finger bones still, and then obviously the skulls are completely different. So the missing link, it's been not missing for like 100 years at this point. And okay, you said we only need one.
Granted, yes, you're right.
In addition to autographed copies of both my books and, of course, Spanky, I'm excited to announce that I now have stickers, tumblers, apparel, and more on my store. Take Spanky, the God-Defeating Penguin, and can you put that into a logical syllogism with you wherever you go now?
So, what's your evidence for there being no God, then? What's your evidence that there's
God might exist, but the traditional God that people believe in is a literal contradiction.
So, is the God of Israel?
Well, the Abrahamic God shared by the big three, although like there are more Buddhists Islam than there are. Islam is satanic. Okay. What you believe in is satanic. There. See how easy that is?
Yeah, of course, anyone can make a claim, but when compare the books and you compare the ideologies and the moral compass of both gods, then Islam is the Antichrist.
You know that God the Father of the Old Testament is the God of Islam, right?
No, it's not. They claim it is, but it's not.
Well, you're just wrong about that, so I don't know what to tell you.
No. Islam is clearly a counterfeit religion.
A counterfeit religion? Okay. Christianity is a counterfeit religion. Jesus was not the Messiah. He didn't fulfill a single prophecy. He didn't do anything the Messiah is supposed to do. The Messiah has to bring peace on earth, and the kingdom has to be established here on earth, not in heaven. So it's a counterfeit religion. And maybe you're not a Christian, but whatever.
The prophecies are placed in twofold.
No, they're literally not.
They're out.
No, that's just cope that people, after Jesus got fucking nailed to a cross like a beta and then died, they came up with all this shit afterwards to be like, but wait, I thought he was supposed to be the guy, and he wasn't that guy. So then they just made shit up like, oh, yeah, it was fulfilled spiritually, or the kingdom is actually in heaven, or whatever else they say.
No, so you said there's no prophecies Jesus fulfilled.
Yeah, no.
He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. That's one. He died under Pontius Pilate on a crucifix.
It's supposed to be two, and from what I understand, that's just a mistranslation.
Okay.
But well, literally anybody could do the plank challenge on two donkeys and ride into Jerusalem. How is that special?
It's not special. It's the fact that he fulfilled others as well. His teachings as well. He's the only person that's taught love.
The only person that's ever taught love?
Yeah, pure love and compassion and forgiveness.
What is pure love? And how did Jesus say that? Can you love somebody and send them to hell?
No, people send themselves to hell.
Okay, I'm an atheist. And what I'm going to do now and for the rest of my life is choose by my own free will to not go to hell.
So you have to choose Christ then.
Oh, so Jesus does send people to hell. Okay.
No, so the...
No,
the
I choose using my own free will not to go to hell.
You're not the judge, are you?
Oh, so I don't get to decide. Okay.
No, so the...
This is
the
really easy.
The state humans are in is that
I'm gonna start
everyone,
calling you my mom.
So the original state everyone's in is that every person who sins goes to hell.
I don't want to have a religious conversation. I find it rather shallow and pedantic, as a matter of fact. So, did you give up on evolution? Should we talk about something else?
You can carry on if you want.
Okay. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm going to go back and do some more research on my flawed worldview.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll be humble enough to look at both sides because I used to believe in sphere Earth. Then I saw all the deception in movies, in Hollywood, in the media, in school as well.
Yeah, well, you can literally just do your own research. It's not even hard to do. Go look at the sunset. That can't happen if the Earth is flat.
Yeah, but so the horizon's flat.
From your perspective, it looks flat left to right, but the existence of a horizon literally can't happen on a flat Earth. The horizon is the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, but even U2 pilots at 70,000 feet, they see no curvature.
At 70,000 feet, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Adam Savage went on an experimental plane and could see the curvature of the Earth. There are, what's his name? There's this YouTube guy that he has a video where he built his own weather balloon and he sent it up and you could clearly see the curvature of the Earth.
Was that with a fisheye lens or not?
No. But what he did, I mean, there's a tiny bit of distortion that happens in any lens, but what he did specifically was he took a frame of the video. So a fisheye lens in the middle, it'll be straight. On the top, it'll have an arc, but on the bottom, it'll have a concave arc, right? So what he did was it wasn't a fisheye lens, but they all have a tiny bit of that. He took a frame of the video where the edge of the Earth was in the bottom half of the frame, and you can still see a convex curvature. So that is absolutely flat Earth debunked right there and globe Earth confirmed.
I'm just looking now at there's a 3 hour live stream of a balloon going to space, as you call it.
Let me see if I can find it. I think it's in my liked videos somewhere. How do you look up your liked videos?
On YouTube. It's on the left, I think. You press the three lines.
No, apparently I didn't like it. And I don't remember what the hell the guys...
With this live, I'm watching this live stream here. It's by JW Astronomy. And if you just skim through it and watch the... what's it called? What's it called? Frames. Watch the frames over like a 3 hour scan. You can see the horizon goes convex and concave. It fluctuates between a U and an N.
Yeah, I don't know what video you're watching, and I really wish I could remember.
I'll just search
the name of the channel, but the guy, like, he literally takes a piece of the bottom of the frame. And it still has convex curvature. Convex curvature. I cannot remember the guy's YouTube channel name.
Well, if you can't find that, I've got another topic you want to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the ISS and the live streams in the space station.
What about it?
Are you familiar with these flawed videos?
They're just so incredibly not flawed. I actually watched some the other day. I mean, you guys claim that it's a parabolic flight, but parabolic flight, there will be uninterrupted, uncut clips from the ISS where it literally can't be parabolic flight because you can only do that for a few seconds at a time. Oh, it was Mr. Sensible. Thank you, Illusion.
Mr. Sensible.
Yeah, that's the guy's name.
No, I'm on about the live streams on the ISS with the astronauts, you know, on the harnesses, doing little backflips and stuff.
What's the problem with that?
Oh, why'd you have a harness? And why are you trying to hide a harness in space?
How do they make the objects around them float?
It's green screens.
They are literally touching the objects. So how are they making the objects that are floating around them that they're touching float, because it can't be a green screen?
Because they're not touching the object. It's literally a ball on a stick. If you look into how Hollywood can fake
the stuff,
movie.
So then the entire thing has to be CGI, even the astronauts.
The astronauts, when you have actors on a green screen set, the actors aren't
wearing green suits. You can't make an object float on a green screen and interact with that object.
Yes, you can.
How? How do you live stream that? Oh, well, you're claiming they're not... Wait. Is your claim that they actually are live streams? It's just that they're using a green screen while they do it. And real quick, this is that frame from that video I was talking about. So it's not a vertical video like a cell phone. It's a regular wide angle one, but he compressed it because that makes, like, you can't detect the curvature. I mean, I can see it actually, but it's a lot harder to notice, but you can see a hump, a lovely lady lump, as a matter of fact.
And he's using a wide angle camera, like you said.
Yeah, wide angle cameras. What do wide angle cameras do to lines in the bottom half of the frame? They make them concave, not convex. So you can't use that argument. But anyways, no, you can't green screen a floating object that you then hold in your own hand. You know what? I actually get the NASA TV channel on Hulu. I wonder if they're talking to them right now. That would actually be really interesting. It's not there anymore. What channel do they do that on? Maybe it's on the Science Channel.
Try YouTube.
Yeah, but I was just gonna see if there was an actual, what is the channel that they do that on? Because I see it, I swear it was just NASA. And maybe they got rid of it. I don't know. They change stuff all the time. But
like, I saw a video a few weeks ago of some guy, there was four astronauts, I think, like floating, doing little jumps and stuff. And then a fifth man came in the background and placed down a glass of water on the side. And the water didn't float. The glass didn't float.
It sounds incredibly made up, but what was the name of it?
It was literally a video.
What was the name of it?
Just search man puts glass down in the space station.
I have no, well, I guess I can show you. I don't know which of these is supposed to be the video.
No, I can't find it either.
Right. Okay. So my theory is holding up to be true. Okay. So how is she doing that?
Right. Watch the video.
Yeah. How is she doing that?
What's in bubble?
How is the water doing that?
Are you on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. Can you zoom into the bubble in her mouth and put it in slow motion?
Gross, dude. I can't make this bigger. No.
Okay, you can't zoom in at all.
No, if I do Control Plus, it just makes like the margins and the text bigger. It doesn't make the actual video bigger. So you're just saying it's fake.
Yeah, like, if you can see the one which comes really close up, the third bubble.
So you're saying that bubble isn't even there.
No.
Okay, so you're saying this is a green screen.
Yes.
How is the bubble in front of her when she's blocking the green screen?
No, the green screen is behind her. And you can have a green, you can have a
you
ball
can't,
on a stick.
You can't put what is on the green screen in front of you when you're blocking the green screen.
Why not?
Because the green screen, like, What do you mean, why not? The green screen receives, I don't know, it's how you project or what, I don't know what to call, like the technical way, I don't know how to say it.
The
green screen image is like a comp. It's projected effectively behind you. Your body covers up the green screen. And so unless you're wearing green clothing, what is appearing on the green screen doesn't appear on you. That's the whole like idea of how it works. So the bubble cannot possibly be green screened because now she's in front of the alleged green screen behind her. Cannot possibly be what's happening here.
Right. Is there any chance you can slow that video down?
It's a short, so I don't think so. No, it doesn't give me the option to slow it down. But like, you have to tell me how is the bubble. Well, it's not a bubble, it's water, but whatever. How is the water doing that?
Well, like I said, I think it's green screen. I think how much money does
that get? It can't be green screen because she's
how much money does NASA get per day?
You can't make an object on the green screen magically still be there. You can't have the green screen over top of your body. You cannot do that. You know, it's also really fascinating. Not a single flat earther has ever reproduced a video that they claim is fake. If it's fake, then reproduce it. That never happens. You guys just say, nuh-uh.
Like I said, NASA, I think NASA gets $80 billion a day.
You're hysterical. No.
Have a look, find out how much does NASA get per day.
It is not $80 billion.
Was it $8 billion? So I think it's an 8 or something. Have a look. NASA's budget per day.
For the entire year of last year, I think, they maintained it, $25.4 billion for an entire year. So 25.4 divided by 365. So they get $70 million.
Sorry, $70 million.
A day.
So let's say 70 to 80.
You were only off by three orders of magnitude.
Massively, yes, sorry.
Yeah.
So 70 to 80 million dollars a day.
Right. So you can't use your own incredulousness as an argument here. Oh, I don't know how they did it, but they have a lot of money, so therefore they could have done it. But my hypothesis is they are really in space, and this is exactly what would happen in a zero small g environment. And it is exactly what would happen. Why is this cable not dangling? You can say she's in a harness, which I think is a ridiculous thing to say. But that cable, how is that cable not dangling under its own weight?
Well, you just have CGI and a physics engine model.
Only works if you're going to claim that the person here is also CGI.
I don't think the people are. They're just actors. All Freemason actors.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, search hair in space then, because I've seen the actor hair spread in the air.
She's. I don't know her name, but she's super. Oh, is this going to be an uncut? I think I've seen this video. Yeah, how is she doing this?
Oh, sorry, go back to the very first frame.
No, I'm not going to do that. How is she doing this?
Go back to that very first frame.
What, I'm literally not going to do that. Where how is she doing this? How is she doing this? This cannot be parabolic flight. It's uncut. How is she doing this?
See how they always rotate about their hips? They always rotate about their hips.
How is she doing this?
Is that you making that noise? I can't explain that. I think it's harnesses. It just looks fake.
It doesn't look fake. It looks so incredibly real. What looks fake about it?
Her motion, her hair, everything about it.
It's very unnatural because she's in a zero small g environment. Yeah, so that is what your hair would do. How is her hair doing that?
Her hair's going straight up in every direction. Have you seen them people on the zero g?
How is her hair? Okay, buddy, I don't know if you... Okay, let's walk through this.
Have you seen the video? Like, look at zero G flight.
You're going to have to shut up. So her hair is straight up, right?
In every direction.
In every direction. But then she's in a completely different orientation than before, but it's still just kind of sticking out in every direction.
Yes.
So what's making it do that?
Hairspray.
It can't be hairspray because look at how freely her hair is moving around. Have you ever used hairspray?
I have, yes.
And okay, is your hair stiff or flexible when you use hairspray?
It depends how much you use.
Let's see. I wanna see if there are some floating. Okay.
What are them flights called?
How is she doing this right here? Oh man, there was a cut there. I was hoping they'd get her floating through there more. How is the harness? Okay. How is the harness she's on going into the different rooms with her?
I don't know.
Right. Is this video what it would look like if she really was in space?
Of course it would be.
Okay, so we have evidence that she really is in space.
So how come she went down, left, right, and then when she went forward, they had to change the scene? So the harness works.
I don't know.
Exactly. So back then, she went down from
the. Why was there a cut in the edit? Maybe there was some downtime. Maybe there was just they're just trying to get rid of the.
Or maybe
the scenes where nothing is happening.
Maybe she had to change harnesses and hide the illusion of.
Buddy, being in space. Your harness argument, it can't possibly. She like literally went into different small compartments.
No, she went left and right and didn't go fully in there. She went half in there, half in
the
side.
She absolutely went. Look, is she in this room?
Yes.
Okay, so she went all the way in to that room.
Down. She went down. She went down into the room.
Yeah. How does the harness go in there with
her? The harness goes up, down, up. She can't go left and right fully.
Yes, she can.
When she goes backwards, they change scene.
How does the harness go down in the room with her?
She's only going up and down.
Actually, let's make this go super fast. Because I have YouTube Premium, I can make it go 4x speed.
Whoa, you can do that.
So you said the harness can only go up, down. She literally went left. She went into every single room.
No, she put her legs in the other room. She barely went in there. Look, she went in there.
Yeah, she went
bit.
All the. She went all
then
the way
she goes up. Then she goes right.
She went all the way up to her. Forward, she went all the way. I said up, down to her shoulders. Well, there is no up, down in space. Okay, then tell me, how does the harness go into that? Like she got her entire body into that second. Whatever we want to call that module, with a harness,
then they change scene.
It doesn't matter because she went all the way into that next room. She's all the way in. Is it in yet? No, yes.
Her hips are literally in line with the door.
They're literally not, but whatever.
Wait, go back. Her hips are in line with the
door.
We're gonna
watch the parts we haven't seen yet. Yeah, does that look like hairspray? Can you comb your hair with hairspray in? Or brush your hair with hairspray in?
It can, but it'd be very hurtful.
How's the water doing that?
Okay, you can slow down this video then. Let's go back, slow that down.
Ask me, you're not going to magically find the answer when it slows down. Tell me how it happens.
Zoom into the bubble. The bubble fades.
I can't zoom in. Yeah, it went into her mouth. What do you mean it fades?
Go into half-time speed or even slower.
Oopsie-daisy. Oh, we can go so much slower. I can go faster if you like.
I've never had YouTube Premium. I had it before. That's about it. A few weeks.
Yeah, you can only go to 0.25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can literally, so there it is, you can see all the reflections of the bubble. You can still see the, whatever you call that, the reflection of the bubble in there. And I would zoom in if I could, but I can't. So hopefully your resolution on your whatever
I can't
device.
Zoom in a lot.
Well, yeah, I know that, but damn, I can't get this in 1080 either. But it's literally like the, it's but, just.
And then where'd it go?
It went into, she closed her mouth. What do you mean, where
no,
did it go?
The bubble disappears before she closes her mouth.
No, it doesn't. It's dark. Look, I can see, do you see these bright spots?
Reflections, yes.
Yeah. I can still see them. They're right there. Still, I can still see that one right there. And then I can see that one on the edge there. Just because there's no light inside your. There's no light inside your mouth.
That's the thing. I've seen numerous videos of bubbles, people eating the bubbles, and the bubble fades before they even close their mouth.
That's fantastic.
I'm assuming the videos would have been a few years old. This is probably a newer video.
This one, I don't know.
It looks newer. Have you ever seen them planes where they fly really high, then they dive down to go to
the Yes, parabolic flight. This cannot be that because you only get like 10 or 12 seconds.
I'm not saying that is. But have you seen how the female's hair acts in true zero G?
It doesn't act anything like this because no matter how good they try to do the parabolic flights, there's always some acceleration in some direction, whereas her hair is just perfectly still, which is what 0G looks like. So anyways, yeah,
the air molecules in the space station would still have a force applied to them.
The air molecules would still have a force? What are you saying?
No, they wouldn't. Sorry, they wouldn't. It's a closed system, isn't it? So her hair would be bouncing everywhere if she just intrudes 0G. Just like on a flight.
No, because in a flight, there is always some acceleration. Whereas in there, the only acceleration is introduced by her when she moves.
Do the planes accelerate downwards, or do they just freefall? I thought they freefall.
Well, no, they can't do that because they would the plane would stall. So they accelerate downward at 9.8 meters per second.
It's a controlled descent.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so why would the hair act differently in space and in the flight?
Because you cannot perfectly in a flight get it so that you don't have some acceleration in some direction. It's just not possible. There's going to be microscopic little moves. Have you ever flown on a plane?
Oh, many times.
Yeah, so no matter how, even when you're trying to fly, you know, straight and level, there are always tiny little undulations.
Anyway, dude, what's your name, sorry?
What's my name?
Yes.
First name's Planet.
No, your real name, if you don't mind.
Eric.
Well, Eric, I'm in the UK. It's very late here. I've got to go to work tomorrow. I do appreciate your time. I will do some further research. I hope you do too. And we look at both sides and we make our own judgments.
I mean, I literally wrote a book about this, so I've done mine, but I continue doing it also. So.